I had a lot of trouble with this poem because I was supposed to give a final reading. And I gave a reading with cello, a friend of mine who plays for Newark Symphony Orchestra. And I didn't want to read this poem because I didn't want to seem that I was ungrateful. But finally I did. And one of the reasons was I don't think poets can be controlled and they can't be dictated to. But another thing is because I thought it was a pretty good poem. And I wanted to show off, as we all do. But I'm going to go back to my first book and read you what I think to be some of the things which still are with me. And I wouldn't do this if my wife was here, but I'm going to do it now because since she's not here, it won't upset her. And there are stories to both of these poems, so I'd like to tell you both of them. My second son was in hospital in San Francisco, and we knew that he was going to die. And my wife insisted on being taken out of the hospital. We had to sign release papers. And we went home, and I was sitting in my front room watching the fog roll in about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I wrote some notes down on an envelope. The envelope became lost. And then about 6 or 8 weeks later, my son, my oldest boy, found the envelope. I'd forgotten about it. And that essentially is this poem. I wrote the poem very quickly and didn't change but one word. And about 2 hours later, we got a call from the hospital telling us that this boy had expired. And had I not written these notes, I know I wouldn't have written a poem for him. So it's a kind of gift. And this is called We Assume on the Death of Our Son, Reuben Masai Harper. We assume that in 28 hours lived in a collapsible isolate, you learn to accept pure oxygen as the natural sky. The scant, shallow breaths that filled those hours cannot, did not make you fly. But dreams were there, like crooked palm prints on the twin thick windows of the nursery in the glands of your mother. We assume the sterile hands drank chemicals in and out from lungs opaque with mucus, pumped your stomach, eked the bicarbonate in crooked green-winged veins out in a plastic mask. A woman who'd lost her first son consoled us with an angel gone ahead to pray for our family. Gone into that sky seeking oxygen. Gone into autopsy. A fine brown powdered sugar. A disposable cremation. We assume you did not know we loved you.